There are a few good things for Milwaukee, in my opinion. One is the expansion of school choice, which I support. I know the teachers' union is going to hate that, but there is one way they could compromise their way through that. One is the governor could restore their collective bargaining rights in return for them taking some voluntary benefit reductions. The city schools have a four-year contract. It runs till 2014. And so the cuts in benefits that the public employee unions have said they're willing to take in return for restoring their collective bargaining rights won't reach the Milwaukee school system because of that four-year contract unless the union would decide to take those cuts voluntarily. Walker should offer to restore the collective bargaining. He's wrong on taking away those collective bargaining rights. And one way he can resolve this whole thing would be to restore the collective bargaining rights and take the public employee offer of having benefit reductions.
He's also suggesting repealing the residency requirement for Milwaukee teachers. You see that as a good thing?
Well, I always supported the residency law, but I supported it with more enthusiasm for city employees. The number one thing is for the kids to learn. And the quality of the teachers is not really helped by having a residency requirement. I don't think it hurts that much, but it doesn't help. I'm surprised he didn't eliminate the residency requirement for all city employees, which would have been really bad for the city of Milwaukee.
Do you see this budget as an ideological package? Is it political or is it purely economic, as the governor has indicated?
I mean, he's making cuts that are bold, but he's also rewarding his political friends. The road builders, road contractors get almost all of their money from the government. They give more money to Republicans than they do to Democrats, and they're getting paid off. They're getting a huge increase for the road builders. So while the stress is being put on school districts and on municipal governments, the road builders are wallowing in cash. The governor's cutting off gas tax revenue to transit. It's all going to road builders. They should have a big party. There'll probably be a big fundraiser for Walker from the road builders from this.
Does this budget position the state for growth, as the governor has indicated he believes it will?
Absolutely not. Conservative columnist David Brooks and Ed Glaser, conservative economists, have had a series of columns. Ed Glaser just put out a book. The urban center of a state is the key to wealth. Walker's treating, with the exception of the improvement in the school choice program, he's treating Milwaukee like it's Detroit. The decline of Detroit has devastated Michigan. If you have a really strong city, you know, like New York State has strong cities, Boston and Massachusetts, then you get a lot of wealth creation, you get a lot of a great economy. What he's doing basically is undermining the economic value of Milwaukee and also Madison, the urban centers of the state. That is a big mistake. That's not going to lead to a lot of growth. It's going to lead to a lot of dislocation and concentration of poverty and things that people have been fighting against for years. I do give him credit for expanding the choice program. It'll make Milwaukee a great place to raise kids in the long run.
John Norquist, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.